Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan.
Some companies are planning to showcase their solutions to digital transformation at the upcoming CIIE. Zhang Hong tells us more.
Johnson Controls offers solutions using digital twin models and artificial intelligence to make buildings more efficient and environmentally friendly. This technology was installed at its Asia-Pacific headquarters building in Shanghai.
We have a comprehensive system to manage the building's environment, safety, and energy use. Artificial intelligence regulates the building's water and HVAC systems. The offices now use 45% less electricity per year.
The company has attended all of the previous CIIEs and is planning to build a metaverse exhibition for this year's expo. It will showcase the ability to customize solutions for companies in the fields of renewable energy, agriculture, and biomedicine.
We are impressed by the impact of CIIE. Each year, the exhibition allows us to learn more about the Chinese market. A better understanding of the market enables us to upgrade our products and solutions.
Rockwell Automation, an American robotics firm, built an intelligent ice cream production line for a company in Nanjing. The manager of the ice cream company said the automated system saved 90% on labor costs. Rockwell will also be attending this year's CIIE.
It's important to have an impact on people's ways of thinking through CIIE. We want to help more Chinese companies to develop better and become leaders in their given sectors.
The company has also developed a digital twin for production lines that allows people to locate problems in virtual reality before building the lines.
Haikou International Duty-Free City Shopping Complex, the world's largest standalone duty-free store, opened today. The complex features more than 800 notable brands. Zhang Yue tells us more.
Many customers came before 10:30 this morning, hoping to be the first customer.
I am from Sanya City, and I drove here at 5 a.m.
Located on the west coast of Haikou City, the Haikou International Duty-Free City is twice the size of the Sanya Duty-Free Mall. With a total construction area of 280,000 square meters, visitors are able to purchase 800 different brands, including 5 exclusives and 5 global debuts.
Overall, Chinese people have strong spending power. This is one of the main reasons that we continue to invest more in the country.
The Hainan Department of Commerce said earlier this year that offshore duty-free sales on the island reached 60.2 billion yuan in 2021, an increase of 84% year-on-year. The department added the number is expected to reach 160 billion yuan by 2025.
During yesterday's Valdai International Discussion Club meeting in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the age of Western global dominance is becoming a thing of the past, and the world is facing the most important decade since the end of World War II. Stephen Rancourt has more.
In addition to his statement on the end of Western dominance, Putin also said the unipolar world is becoming a thing of the past.
We are standing at a historic frontier. In front of us is probably the most dangerous, unpredictable, as well as important decade since the end of World War II.
Putin stated that Russia has not considered and does not consider itself an enemy of the West, and offered to live in accord with Western countries back in the day, but was met with rejection. In addition, he said Moscow was never the first to talk about the use of nuclear weapons. There is no military or political sense for Russia to strike Ukraine with nuclear weapons. The chief of the United Nations nuclear watchdog said yesterday that inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency will visit 2 facilities in Ukraine after Russia's allegations of dirty bombs.
We have to undertake this work at these 2 facilities that were mentioned over the weekend as places where allegedly work to divert nuclear material for the fabrication of a radiological device would be taking place.
Putin said Russia welcomes the IAEA's plans to send a mission to check the reports about dirty bombs, and that this must be done as soon as possible and as comprehensively as possible, because Kyiv is doing everything to cover its tracks.